This is Dakota Datebook for April 29th. Wheatland, North Dakota, named for the fields of wheat on Bonanza Farms, was reported as a new village 10 miles west of Castleton in 1878, as it found its start by putting in a railroad sidetrack and the erection of a couple of buildings. Like so many other towns across the state, the railroad was tied to Wheatland's development. It had started off as just another Northern Pacific Railroad station in 1872. In 1880, the Bismarck Tribune wrote, "2 years ago, there was scarcely a settler between the Dalrymple Farm and the James River Valley. Now there are towns such as Castleton and Wheatland." The article also noted the huge amount of wheat being shipped by rail from those locations. So it was newsworthy that on this date in 1904, at 12:30 in the morning, the Northern Pacific Depot at Wheatland caught fire. It was thought that the fire stemmed from a faulty chimney. The damage was extensive, but no one was hurt. Agent Hull and the night operator were in the office when they were told the roof was on fire. The Fargo Forum stated it had gained great headway and the men barely had time to get Mrs. Hull, the agent's wife, out of the building and carry out the piano. They did not save any books or office records or any personal items. Agent Hull lost his personal law library of books, although he did at least have $500 insurance to claim. The fire department was unable to save the depot, but they did prevent the fire from consuming the loading platform, some boxcars, and the nearby Monarch elevator. On the bright side, the depot had already been scheduled for demolition that spring, with plans to build a new one, though this was rather a forced way to bring it about. For a while, following the fire, a caboose was used as a temporary depot. This was not for long, however, as the town rejoiced over their new depot by the fall. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.